Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome into the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Hello.
Hi, Doug Steffen.
Hello, Jennifer Horn. How art thou today?
I art fine. How are you?
I art okay, too. And there's Art McFadden over there on the other side of the room.
Hey.
How art you, Art?
I art be good.
That's good. And then there's Ken, the artful Kessler.
Dodger.
You see what I'm doing there? Yeah. You are doing well today as well, are you not?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Oklahoma City not doing too well today after the Twister. Mm. It even tore the radio towers down, so they have no radio in Oklahoma City. Ripped down the towers, and then the aftermath is, hello, can you hear me over there?
Tin can and a string,
yeah,
I know.
Right. It's that time of year, isn't it?
Yep, it is. Well, it's a little early, but as long as we're in Oklahoma, let's go to the former University of Oklahoma fraternity member. Well, there were a number. The video, you've seen some of the video, perhaps, chanting the racist song in the video. One of the former members spoke publicly for the first time yesterday, saying he's deeply sorry for the incident and will spend the rest of his life trying to set a better example.
Yes, he will.
This is so Levi Pettit is his name.
Yeah, dude, let me tell you something.
Shown in the video.
When you have a YouTube video that's that widely spread, you will never erase it from the internet.
Yeah, but you won't get a job. How's he going to get a job?
Exactly.
Yeah, nobody will hire this guy.
I mean, you're going to have to go change your name and move somewhere and just lay low and try to recreate your life. Because that name with that face, done.
Yep. And I think that pretty much sums it up, boys and girls. That's it. What lesson is there for you when you're sending your children off to college or they call and say, hey, I'm going to join a fraternity? What lesson is there or what do you want your children to think? For me, it's kind of like playing football. Why would you advise your son to play football? Why would you advise your daughter to play soccer? Why would you advise your daughter to join a fraternity? A sorority. Why would you encourage or advise your son to join a frat house? I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't.
For me, it's not so much that. It's teach your kids
to be smart.
To be smart about what they're taking pictures of and what they're posting.
That's more important than being conscious of what goes on in these organizations.
I think you can join a fraternity or a sorority if you have a brain. These guys left their brain at the front door.
Well, what happens, though, when there's so much drug and alcohol usage on
that's where your brain pops in.
There's different environments, too. Some sororities and fraternities are set up around academics. Some are set up around partying. I mean, there's different culture in each of the organizations, for sure.
I think, that's a point. The only time I was ever drunk, really inebriated in my life, was the night we finished pledging. That was the only time Siller and I got drunk.
Who's Siller? Bad influence?
Ted, no, he's a great influence. I was the bad
influence. Doug, you were the bad influence. Take another shot, Siller. Come on, man.
Thunderbird and Ripple.
Gross.
That's what we had that night. The results were we went to the dean of men's house, rolled around the front, and we did some really stupid things at his house.
You rolled in the front yard with your friend?
Well, we did a couple of other things, too, that I'm
What kind of other things? Are you admitting a moment?
Yeah, we were. But why? I look back on it and think to myself, why? What was game? I mean, Ted and I would have been friends anyway because we were housemates. Everybody who lived in the house that we lived in all pledge the same fraternity.
And I just don't understand how you get so whacked out and so drunk that it makes it okay to start using racial slurs or to rape somebody. Or maybe I haven't been that drunk, but I've been there, and I don't think I would have done any of that stuff.
You lose all common sense.
Perspective.
It's the gang mentality,
and I always go back to that.
Gang time.
And you have to teach your kids how to step out of that that ring of fire.
You can't protect them for. I mean, that's the thing. You're right about that, Rich, is that you're not going to. It's physically impossible to be with your child every minute of every single day,
and you know what?
Every single second. And you know what? You've got to make them know that social media will always come back and get them now.
Doug, your
every
answer
time.
Is just to shield out the world. Don't do this, don't do that, don't do this, don't do that. My answer is to walk into life, experience life, but you know what? Always be mindful of where you're at and what you're doing.
This is a more protective thing as a parent, maybe, Richie. You may be right. I don't want, it's too late now, my children are grown adults, but I didn't want them to experience it. My daughter didn't join the sorority, not necessarily because of my influence, I don't think. It just didn't appeal to her. And my son didn't belong to a fraternity. It just wasn't. Neither of them are group thinkers. They're individualists. And so I think that's what happens when you join.
And that's because you taught your kids that.
By going into the army.
But you did what you're saying here. I mean, what Rich is saying. You taught your kids to enjoy life, but to be individual thinkers. And that is the key. Well, you've got to teach your kids to be okay to be on their own.
Yep. I think you're right about that. Well, one of the other things that people are talking about today are the stories conflicting, albeit compelling. This pilot was locked out of the cockpit of the German Wings plane. So we're going to talk to reporter John Tourette as to what he's found out so far as we become a little more enlightened. This is becoming quite a drama, in fact. And it seems
CNN loves every minute of this, by the way.
But there are some things in here that would raise questions about either the airplane or the pilots.
State of mind, yep.
Yeah, what's going on here? We'll find out in a moment. This is Good Day at 13 after the hour.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
Let me tell you, the road is a much more relaxing place since I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance and started saving money. With that taken care of, now I can think about deep, important things. Like how come it's a pair of pants when there's only one of them? A real brain teaser. But hey, at least saving money with Geico Motorcycle is as easy as pie. What does that mean, anyway?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. Have you heard of the Titanic? Have you heard of the Ark? Well, of course you have, but I don't think you've heard of this. An amateur built the Ark. Professionals built the Titanic. Now, can you imagine these two accomplishments? One failed, one succeeded. But here's something that you can adopt to you and your life. Never be afraid to try something, especially if you are an amateur. Because quite frankly, you can build the Ark with the professionals in your field build a Titanic. It gives you the opportunity to expand. It gives you the opportunity to create. It gives you the opportunity to try something that's absolutely brand new. So what I want you to think about doing is I want you to take an amateur skill of your own. And I want you to take that and build something. Build something powerful. Build a legacy. And then sit back and say, hey, I was an amateur and I did it. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
What do you do with savory Johnsonville Italian sausage?
Well, I turn regular pasta into
Mom's famous rigatoni and sausage.
I turn plain pasta into Uncle Charlie's world-renowned baked ziti.
With Johnsonville, I make Judy's legendary spaghetti and meatballs.
Create your world-famous pasta dish. Pick up Johnsonville Italian sausage in links or ground and bring sizzle to pasta night.
What's your gym membership costing you? Do you even use it anymore? If you're looking to save some money and still stay in great shape, then here's a great offer from Total Gym. I have one. I use it every day. It's easy to set up. There's no weights to move around. I work out in 15 minutes a day, and I stay in great shape. And the best part is I don't have to leave my home to get a full, intensive workout. So my friends at Total Gym want to make it real easy for you to get started. Pick up your cell phone right now and you can try Total Gym risk-free for 30 days for just $49.95. And shipping is free. Save yourself some money while you stay in great shape. Ditch your gym membership. Order a Total Gym risk-free. You don't like it? Return it in 30 days. Call 800-460-1140. 800-460-1140. 800-460-1140. 800-460-1140.
Now, 16 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Let's see if we can get to the bottom of some of the things that seem to be floating around regarding the plane crash in the French Alps. John Tarrant is a news correspondent for Al Jazeera. He's been following this. So what was the first thing that came into your mind when you first were assigned to this, John, about the crash? Is it just another crash, or did you sense something was different about this?
You know, Doug, good morning to you and everybody in the studio. There's always been something rather odd about this crash. I mean, quite apart from the fact that aeroplanes just don't fall from the sky in the middle of the cruise, which is what has happened here. I mean, the thing has taken a real turn for the worse overnight.
Let me just interrupt for a second and clarify. Planes don't fall from the sky when there is not a weather problem. There was no weather over the Alps that day. I'm thinking about the plane, the A330 that went down.
They call it clear skies just before things started to go wrong.
Yeah, right, clear skies. But what I'm saying is that the plane that went down over the eastern Atlantic off the coast of Africa that had come from Rio, the Air France Airbus, went down really bad weather. I think that many of the things, you get up in that at 30,000 feet or whatever, and you can get into some pretty dicey situations that will bring a plane down. But in this circumstance, there appeared to have been no weather as a participant in the problem, right?
Yeah, that's right. And the last time I spoke to you over Christmas time, the AirAsia plane came down on the way to Singapore. Of course, that went into a huge thunderstorm cell,
yeah,
and
right,
got into trouble and came down and was lost in the ocean. And, of course, in this case, we've got everything. It all landed in the Alps. Now, it's been pulverized and smashed to smithereens, but we do at least have the voice recorder. We don't have the flight data recorder yet, but we do have the voice recorder. And that's where this accident or crash has taken a turn for the worse overnight, because the New York Times and the Associated Press are now reporting that one of the two pilots on board, we don't know which one, whether it was the captain or the first officer, was locked out of the cabin just before the aircraft came down. Now, if this is true, then that throws up one of two scenarios. First of all, we don't know whether it's true. The Times is quoting a senior military official. It's very unusual for them to speak in this way, but nonetheless, the story is now out there. And it appears, according to this official, that whichever of these two pilots it was, likely knocks on the door, gets no answer, knocks rather stronger and still gets no answer. And according to the military official, there never is an answer. And according to the article, he then tries to smash down the door. And the final thing on the tape apparently is the alarm going off, which indicates that the aircraft is very, very close to the ground. So that means one of two things. Because there is a mechanism for pilots to get back into the cockpit if they are locked out, but that can be overridden from the cockpit. So either whoever was in the cockpit was taken ill with a heart attack or a stroke and was incapacitated, or they didn't want the other pilot to get back in. And I'm afraid the evidence suggests the latter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And here's the other thing. In America, for those of you who hear this and wonder or worry about it, American, I don't know whether it's the airline's procedure or whether it's an FAA rule, when the pilot or co-pilot steps out of the cockpit, one of the flight attendants goes in to the cockpit, so that there are always two people in there.
That
apparently is not the rule in Europe, obviously.
No, it is not, and it's not the rule with Lufthansa, which is odd because Germanwings is owned by Lufthansa, which is this giant flag-carrying German national airline. It's a very, very, very good company, and Lufthansa keeps all its aircraft, those of the home fleet and the budget airline Germanwings, up to tip-top spec.
All right, so, I'm going to give you something to think about, John.
Absolutely.
I'm going to give you maybe an assignment or something that you can investigate and then take credit for it if I'm right. Find the last time there was a Boeing jetliner.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
People remember this already. One Hit Wonder time. Take a little walk, Richie. Look for the sunshine. English rock band. Who is it? 888-302-3684. I love you, Jennifer.
I love you, Dougie.
I love you, Kenny.
I love you.
I love you, Richie. After the,
we can say the name.
Yeah.
Ooh, I thought I was blow it.
Number one during this week in 1985, English rock band, who is this band? Call us 888-302-3684. Tell us the name of this one-hit wonder group. They're Walking on Sunshine. Work it.
Leg warmers.
I saw these guys in one of the last concerts at the mall in Washington, D.C. With the Beach Boys. Oh, good Lord. 85, something like that.
Before the Reagans said Beach Boys were bad. Well, that wasn't the Reagans.
It wasn't
the
Reagans.
The Reagans straight to that.
It was, yeah. Somebody in the White House said that they thought that the rock concerts were a bad influence, and they canceled all of them.
Boy.
All right, so this group goes back to 1978. American lead singer and keyboardist. Their first single in 1982 was called Hey, War Pigs. Don't remember that one. They sold this at concerts. Eventually, they were able to afford to record an entire album. 1983, they shot the album to different labels, were signed to a Canadian label where Walking on Sunshine was first released. The song got enough acclaim and airplay to land them an international recording deal with Capitol Records. 1985, they re-recorded and re-released the album with the title track being Walking on Sunshine. The single shot to the top of the charts very quickly. They were nominated for a Grammy Best New Artist of the Year. Their second album tanked right out of the box. They continued to record into the 90s with only one more single, but it didn't even get close to being on the top of the heap. So this is it for them. Walking on Sunshine, Richie. For our trip to the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs. So if you have the right answer, you'll automatically become qualified for the drawing, which we'll have tomorrow, I think during this hour. In fact, is she right?
Yep, we'll do it.
He's convinced.
Yep.
Walking on sunshine.
Well, the one thing I did not realize, I knew that she was American.
Yeah.
But I did not realize that the band was a Brit band.
Oh, you didn't, huh?
So I learned something every day.
All right, Tracy's always trying to figure these out. All right, who do you think it is, Tracy? Where'd Tracy go?
Tracy,
who'd you think it was?
I thought it was Wham.
Yeah, all right, wrong again.
That's a good guess.
Next, Ken is in New Haven. Hi, Ken.
How you doing? Is it
well, sir.
Is it Katrina and the Waves?
Yes, it is. Katrina and the Waves. How did you happen to know that? Where did this come from
you
in
know,
your
I
brain?
I don't know how that stuck with me, but I just remember it from a long time ago.
A long time. Let's see. How long ago? 1980. What did I say? 85. During this week. That's not that. 30 years ago. What were you doing 30 years ago?
I lived in Texas.
Doing what?
A little bit of construction.
Yeah. What are you doing now?
Working for the highway department.
Really? Are you fixing the potholes in the road?
Yes, I am.
Come on up to Virginia. We come need you badly.
Yeah, come to
everybody's
LA.
Everybody's going to say the same thing. Yeah. After this winter, there are potholes everywhere.
Man.
You'll be a busy boy. All right, maybe you'll get to go to the Broadmoor Hotel for a long weekend in Colorado Springs. We'll see. You qualify for that drawing that will take place tomorrow. So hold on, Ken. We'll get our information from you and appreciate your listening and calling, all that cool stuff. 20 and after on Good Day. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes. A stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
Not all barbecues are the same. Not all guitar licks are the same. Not all motor oils are the same either. Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage with MaxLite technology actually is different. It's the superior protection of synthetic for cars over 75,000 miles. But don't just believe us. See for yourself at seeadifference.com. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, buckle beside press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get Scott 12-pack paper towels for just $7.99. Offer valid on SKU 300469 in store and online. It's $3.28 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Stress, like many conditions in a fast-paced society, is at epidemic proportions. And one of the most effective ways to support your body during periods of excessive stress is by replacing the nutrients expended during that time. De-stress contains large amounts of B-complex vitamins, in addition to vitamin C, magnesium, and valerian root extract. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. Majestic Earth's Beyond Tangy Tangerine contains no artificial sweeteners or preservatives and is glycemic friendly. This easy dissolving powder contains plant-derived minerals, vitamins, amino acids, and 115 fruits and vegetables. I can't think of anything better for you. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-LADY.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Stephen and the Good Day program. Ken Kessler monitoring our social media. Now we're going to have Kenny give us an update on that, because there are a lot of people who are commenting on the video of the day today, which is Charlotte having dinner.
Oh, that's a treat to watch.
It is, actually. You'll have a good time watching it, Richie, and listening to her snort around as she moves the bowl around
all over
back
the place,
to the patio. Right. So that's one thing. Other things that are going on that Jennifer is monitoring. She's in charge of television, television news, television report coming up later on in this half hour in the Good Day program. Richie's at the controls in our studio in Washington, mastering that important job. The let's go to the video. Why did you what, Richie?
I'm watching your video of the day, and I'm watching Charlotte eat out of a rounded,
big blue
plastic
round bowl. Yes.
Why don't you get her a bowl that's not rounded, that has rubber stops on the end, so she doesn't have to push it all over the room?
No, it's not that. She can't get at the bowls that are not rounded. That's why we went to this. Meredith discovered that, because she had the tin bowls, and she couldn't get all of the things. And you get down to the bottom. Yeah, because of her nose and stuff. So the round bowl works out much better. But thanks for the suggestion.
Oh, the flat face thing.
Yeah, that's it. Very good, Richie. Da-da-da-da. All right, so that's that. If you'd like, Kenny, you want to give us some of the usual, oh, I love Charlotte, it's beautiful, and thank you very much for showing us how she is.
Do you think he dare read any that didn't say that?
Well, no, I'm happy to have you read whatever's in.
Oh,
that's dope. Listen to this. It's just funny.
Sounds like when you're eating your berries, I'm here.
Sounds like when Roberta used to eat her yogurt.
I know. Ding, 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 ding.
All right, so what do you have, Kenny?
Luella says, I love to hear you talk about Charlotte. She's still a vital member of the family.
She sure is.
Linda says, she's well taken care of. Sue says, she's wonderful. Melissa says, what a wonderful video. She is precious.
Aww. Well, when you consider that she's be 15 years old in July, and the most bulldogs don't live to be beyond 10,
12, yeah.
11, 12, maybe.
12 is an old bulldog.
Yep, yeah, and the way she's been on the farm, and if she hadn't had the accident, you know, you just wonder what else. I was the day she had the accident when she lost her eyes, I was making plans for her to have her cataracts fixed. And it's just one of those things, the strange things about what the universe gives to you.
Let me throw this one at you.
Yes, Richie.
It's a good thing she lost her eyes.
How's that?
Because now she uses those senses that she would have had and gave up to have more power in other parts of her body that she may have lost.
It has certainly enhanced her. Well,
yeah, they say
dogs
blind,
supposedly
you
have
can
a
hear
a,
better. You can see, you can feel better. You can
her hearing was the last year or so. Her hearing has been great anyway. There's another video. there's a wonderful woman who takes care of Charlotte when I'm not here, and she was her name is Maria. She was taking a video and trying to get when she was one of the pictures was or one of the videos was her calling Charlotte and Charlotte picking up her head so she could hear what it was, but not knowing quite which direction to go in to follow the sound. So, but the smell is amazing. And didn't I see something the other day that dogs have like 30,000
more than
percent
that.
More the ability to smell stuff than we do.
That's all they do. Yeah.
Right. Yep. Here's another good story from Pennsylvania. Somebody there feeling pretty well this morning after he won a $7 million lottery prize from a ticket that was enclosed in a get well card from his father. Joseph Amorese of Easton, Pennsylvania, said he didn't play the lottery at all, but his father, who is a retired hospital administrator, avid lottery player, so his father sent him a card, a greeting card. He had had some kind of surgery, went home from it, and in the greeting card was this golden ticket, a scratch card that turned out to be worth $7 million.
Wow.
Nice.
That's a gift. Why can't you guys get me something like that?
Isn't that nice? What a great, great day. Oh, my God. $7 million.
Happy birthday.
So after your taxes, you get like $3.5 million.
Yeah, maybe $4 million, depending on his bracket. Yeah, they still don't whack you. State and... But still, that's $4 million of found money, Richie.
Yep.
I'll take it.
Me too.
The Hostess brand. Let's talk a little about branding, shall we, for a moment?
Please.
The Hostess cupcake and, remember, Hostess breads and Twinkies and all that stuff. A couple of years ago, they were in trouble, and so the company restructured, and now... well, the company's doing better than expected, actually, as it came back. It was bought, I think, by a Mexican. Don't I remember that? A Mexican company bought them out and they
Twinkies.
Put the management team in.
Get in line to get your Twinkies.
Operating performance during this past year has exceeded their expectations. They are paying off. The company is now focused on growing its sales through new products, because the old product, this is a great example of how to this is what IHOP has to do. I mean, think about other brands that are around today that don't have any meaning, but could. And by the way, I think that may be part of what was going on with Kraft. You've noted with probably some degree of interest, Heinz taking over. Well, the Heinz Corporation was bought out by a large firm. It's basically a hedge fund. And now they took the Heinz brand and they created with the Kraft brand a company that is worth hundreds of billions of dollars. This is a worldwide company. The news of the Heinz purchase of Kraft pushed the values of the share up by $21 a share yesterday.
Wow.
My God, don't we all wish...
Sell today!
36% increase in value in one day. So this is like the Nestle company. Nestle is a, I think, an English company. It's European, but I'm pretty sure it's English. And so this has created, we concern ourselves, especially when it comes to like airlines, when you put two big names together, do you get better service? No. When you put two big names together like this, do you get better food? Well, I don't know about Heinz. They have lots of different products. Kraft's brands were not known for being good quality brands. And I'm saying that perhaps part of the deal here will be that Heinz rejuvenates the Kraft. The Kraft brand is old. Do you agree that the products that Kraft presents and is offered for sale have in the last 4, 5, 6 years become stale?
I think of Kraft, the first thing I think of is macaroni and cheese.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And Kraft cheese products. So I don't know if it's an old brand, but it's definitely one that I think of when you're a kid, you eat Kraft macaroni and cheese. Like, I wouldn't buy it now and make Kraft macaroni and cheese at home,
mm-hmm.
necessarily.
Makes me think of kid food.
Yeah.
All right, so here are the mix. There's a company called 3G Capital that's a big hedge fund, and Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway. Apparently, together, they're the ones that put this, and you can see, I mean, anything that Buffett gets involved in, they have studied very well, thoroughly, and they know what they're getting into, and they know that there's an upside. I don't think there's anything that Warren Buffett ever bought that hasn't had an upside. So, good for them and good for the people that work for Kraft, hopefully, and the people that work for Heinz and had a few layoffs here and there, but it's a good American brand. It's a good American name. Heinz 57. Who doesn't remember that? And those ads that ran when we were kids. 57 varieties.
Yep.
Here's something for us to think about as far as our health and well-being is concerned. The usage of super beets. A lot of references to beets and how you can beat the odds in the book, Beat the Odds, that you can get. And you're harnessing the power of beets to basically drink your way to health. Super beets, a teaspoon, I believe, is equivalent to 3 beets, if I'm not mistaken, Richie. If I remember the information that we were given correctly. This is a great anti-aging, wonderful, wonderful anti-aging properties, anti-aging device. Super beets, the easiest way to boost your circulation. We all know that when you get more blood in your body to all your organs, all parts of your body, you're going to be healthier and stay healthier and look better. When the blood gets to your skin, when the blood gets around your body, it is part of the important anti-aging property that we're all looking for. And it's so easy. A teaspoonful, as Richie said, he took a little more yesterday and he got a little spacey.
I did a tablespoon instead of a teaspoon.
Woo!
Yeah. And open you up.
And I drank it really fast. So.
Yeah, right. All right. But that does is prove the properties of the beets and the super beet mix and how quickly it goes to work on your body. I mean, obviously, you want to follow the directions. It depends on what you want to do. A lot of the Olympic athletes have used this stuff to enhance their performance because it's all natural. It's great for your immune system. You hear me talking about that all the time. It's good for your blood and blood clotting, blood vessels, brain cells, all. I mean, you can go through the whole litany of things that basically, when you ask the question, should I do this? The answer is yes. That's what's in the book. You'll be convinced by trying this stuff that it really is something way beyond the beyond. Okay, so anyway, call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get your 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order, backed by a money-back guarantee. Free book that I've been talking about here, Beat the Odds. All of this very important to your health and well-being. Dr. Ken's going to talk about it a little bit later on as well. DougLikesBeets.com or call 800-655-4183 to get this doctor-recommended process to really go to town on your arteries, get the blood everywhere, and be healthier. It's Super Beets.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Do you want to learn how to earn commissions of up to 20% by laundering millions of foreign dollars?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's email security solutions keep email phishing attacks like this from entering your business network and any valuable data from leaking out. Reclaim your network like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about stopping email-borne threats, visit barracuda.com/email.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally, even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
Early this year, the Federal Communications Commission issued a proposal to place government monitors in newsrooms around the country, supposedly to monitor news coverage and study why reporters choose to cover certain stories and not others. The public reaction was fierce and immediate. People across the country looked through the lens of liberty and realized what a terrible threat to freedom that was. An independent and free press is one of America's first freedoms because the people have a right to know what their government is up to. Americans don't believe in censorship, and even the smallest hint of government control of the free press had to be resisted immediately. That is exactly what happened. The FCC was forced to withdraw the plan. That proves once again the power of public opinion in a democratic republic, that in America, the people still rule.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
I'd say 10, 4, 5, 12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams brews about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale? Summer Ale.
Cherry Wheat?
Ooh, Cherry Wheat.
Rebel IPA?
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
This is crazy.
So obviously we were wrong. I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
He's go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Beer Company, responsibly.
Take care of television news now. A lot of people focused on this Empire television show, and there seems to be a bit of a sticky problem with
a
Fox.
Sticky wicket?
Yeah, what's the story?
Well, Fox has sued a record label over the rights to the title Empire. This is all according to The Hollywood Reporter. Fox filed the suit this last Monday after receiving demand letters from the San Francisco-based Empire Distribution Incorporated company, in which the label insisted Fox pay $8 million to change the show's title or pay $5 million and include artists represented on Empire Distribution as regular guest stars on the show. Fox is now seeking a legal order, Dougie, to allow their use of the title Empire, and they have no intentions of paying Empire Distribution off. According to Fox, Empire never filed trademarks on the term Empire, and their application for trademarking Empire Distribution for non-electronic music recordings last January was denied, so Fox feels like they're in the right here that they can call the show Empire. Now, speaking of this, forget all the lawsuit stuff. Empire did incredibly well in the ratings this year. It's going to be back next season. Have any of you guys watched it?
I haven't, no.
I'm kind of curious. I might try to Netflix it maybe over the summer, because everybody that's seen it said how great it is. And they have a lot of guest stars.
It was sort of out of the end of my ear. I was thinking about that show when I saw the promo for The Wrecking Crew. There's a movie out now.
Yeah.
That does a, and I can hardly wait to see it, actually, after seeing the trailer. It really looks like
The Wrecking Crew was the house band for almost every band you knew in the 70s.
Huh. Every pop song that came out from
California.
Anything recorded here in
the
L.A.
Beach Boys.
These guys were behind.
They were the musicians on the records.
Yeah,
that's
right?
Pretty cool.
Remember
every
the Funk Brothers, and Funk Brothers were the ones responsible for that same sort of thing in Motown.
Right.
And then there was another group in Philadelphia, and I can't remember who
it was.
We
got Booker T and the MGs. They were the house band for Atlantic, which was Aretha Franklin and Otis Redding and all that
anyway, excuse us.
No problem. I'm used to it by now. Let's
you.
Do a little Easter news, shall we? Kelly and Michael are taking their show on the road. They're visiting the White House for the annual Easter egg roll. The pair announced it this week on Live with Kelly and Michael, go figure, that they're going to head to Washington for the Easter egg roll. The show will air live for the entire hour, April 6th, from the Jackie Kennedy Garden outside the East Wing of the White House. Kelly Ripa and Michael Strahan will sit down with Michelle Obama. She'll discuss how the Easter egg roll event is playing an important part in observing the fifth anniversary of her Let's Move initiative. Connie Britton will also be a star during that show. David Hasselhoff making some news. You know, we announced two weeks ago that he was going to be a part of the Sharknado 3 cast. Well, now he says he has what he's calling a nice chunky part in Sharknado 3, and he assured everyone that the third installment of Sharknado is going to be exactly what they thought. He said, you know, it's the worst movie you've ever seen. That was in an interview with HuffPost.
I love it when they embrace that.
Yeah, as long as it's the worst movie ever, I'm happy.
The worst movie you've ever seen.
Love it.
No, we're not one of the worst, but the worst movie.
Take that, Star.
51 past the hour on today's Good Day.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Doug's having a good day. Doug is out taking care of little Charlotte. It's time for her to eat. And meanwhile, we get to chat with Tommy the K from MoneyPit.com. He and Leslie Segretti answer all your home improvement problems every single weekend. And you know what? We have him here every single week, and he's going to get to answer a couple of yours coming up here in 60 seconds. Hang in there.
Did you know that since the year 2000, almost 40% of new anti-cancer drugs were first approved for blood cancer patients and are being tested on patients with other cancers like lung, prostate, and breast? That's why the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society is a proud supporter of the new PBS series Ken Burns Presents Cancer, The Emperor of All Maladies, a film by Barack Goodman. The film is a vivid account of the grim past of cancer and the promising future of cures, like the research the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society funds to advance targeted therapies and immunotherapy drugs that save lives every day. And every day, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society continues funding research for patients, stopping cancer not someday, but today. Text CURE
CURES to 80077 to learn more about our impact on CURES. That's CURES to 80077. Message and data rates may apply.
All right, Tom, every week you answer some great questions for us here, and I've got one that actually, and Justin wrote in, and I actually had the same issue.
Okay.
He says, my composite deck boards were not spaced properly, and they all butt together. Get it, Jen. Leaving no room for drainage, so the water and the dirt build up, and the boards were nailed, and I broke one attempting to take it out. What should I do?
Okay, so when you put in composite decking, or really any kind of decking, but the composite decking manufacturers usually have a spacing tool, which apparently your team did not follow, and the reason that the boards are spaced is so they can drain properly. But now that we're in this situation, I'm going to give you a fix for this, Justin, and that is what you can do is you can take a circular saw, and you can set the depth of the blade to be just slightly deeper than the thickness of that composite board, and basically run it right down the space where the deck's boards butt together, and the kerf, which is the width of that saw blade, will basically leave a slot there that will assist with drainage. And this way you could have some drainage in that on that deck without having to pull the boards up, because that would be a disaster.
And since it's composite, you're not taking care, you're not taking off the edges.
Right.
It'll still have a clean edge.
Exactly. Yeah, good sharp blade. Run it through there. You want to be careful to make sure you do it straight. You know, you could put a fence up next to it and just cut
great
against
idea.
That. But that'll take care of it.
All right, Jennifer, what's the next question?
All right, Jeff is writing to you, Tom. He said, my porcelain white bathroom tub has chipped. Hate when that happens. I tried to apply paint to the affected area, but it rusted beneath. Is there a way to fix it?
Yeah, you can't use any kind of paint when you're trying to fix porcelain. There's actually a product called PorsaFix, which you can easily find if you
can
Google
you use it on your teeth?
I don't think it works for your teeth.
Darn it.
But you're welcome to try. We'd like to watch that, see how that works out. But the PorsaFix product will work because it's the adhesion that really counts here. It's got to be dry. If there's any rust underneath, you've got to clean that first. And if you use the right product, and it takes a long time for this stuff to dry, so you may have to go without a tub for a day or two. But it will last. But just a little bit goes a long way.
If you paint a porcelain tub, will it last?
Never works out well.
Never works out.
Nah. Okay. Yeah, there's a bunch of products out to do that, and I've even seen professionals do this, but I have yet to see a really good job. It lasts anywhere near as long.
So if you want to change the color of your tub, basically you got to change the tub.
Yeah, or you could use a tub liner. You know, there are companies out there that build these tub liners, but they take up some space. They're really expensive.
Yeah.
I think they're conveniently priced to be just slightly less expensive than like a gut renovation of your bathroom.
Right, I know. All right, Ken, RJ writes.
RJ writes, do you have any recommendations as to what type of attic stairs to replace the rickety wooden stairs that I currently have?
Is there any other kind but a rickety wooden stair?
No, those are scary.
Yeah, no kidding.
They are somewhat scary, and they're also energy inefficient. I actually just redid this project in my house, RJ, and I put in a product called the Rainbow Stairs. It's rainbowatticstairs.com. And the way this works is it's a metal attic stair that unfolds, kind of like an accordion. And so it sits up inside the attic and unfolds and comes down. And what I really like about it is that the frame that holds this is metal, so there's no flexing. And the attic door that sort of closes it is insulated. And when it seals, it kind of snaps shut like a refrigerator drawer door does. There is no energy loss whatsoever.
Yeah, plus the fact I weigh 235 pounds, Tom.
Right, and the stairs are rated for 225, right?
That's exactly right. So every time I get on this thing, I'm like, is this the time I
Is this the day?
All right, thank you, Tommy. It's MoneyPit.com. Tom K. here on Good Day.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8300.